Syria scandal. The Blairites Labour MPs have once again confirmed their true warmongering colours by speaking out in support of bombing Syria. Clearly they have learned nothing from previous disastrous military interventions. This conflict, which has been raging since 2011, has already claimed the lives of over 300,000 Syrians and caused the displacement of more than 10 million, over half of the country's population. How will more bombs solve the problem? But this time the Blairites are not just supporting the Tories, who are themselves reprehensible. They are supporting the racist, sexist billionaire Donald Trump, a man so volatile and unpredictable that even the Republican establishment blushes whenever he opens his mouth. What clearer indictment of the Blairites' political views could there be? Among those supporting Trump's attack are Hillary Benn, Tom Watson, Michael Dyer, Mary Krieg, Angela Eagle, Wes Streeting, and Stella Creasy. This is the same crowd who were leading calls to bomb Syria back in December 2015. It is also the same crowd who have been itching to remove their democratically elected left leader Jeremy Corbyn. Calls for as election contests should begin with those who have, once again, spoken in favor of bombing Syria. Hundreds of thousands are already dead. Millions have been displaced. This cannot go unpunished. The stakes are high and time is running out for Corbyn. Labour needs to be transformed into a party fit for the 99%. If the Corbyn project fails and the capitalist warmongers are allowed to remain in control of the party machine, Labour will be cast into the dustbin of history, like PASOK in Greece, so in Spain, Labour in Ireland, and the Parti Socialist in France. Workers will be forced to look elsewhere for political representation. Tom Barker, Leicester,